Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have a long email here from Green Girl.
Green Girl with quotations around. Hi, Ben and Nathan. I want to thank you both so much for the work that you do and that you've done. I wish I would have found you and LSAT Demon so much sooner so I could have done everything better, but I'm glad to have found you when I did. I'm emailing you guys because I'm at a point where I've applied with a 166 and a 3.3-ish LSAC GPA. I earned my 166 using Khan Academy, my spouse's old Kaplan book from 2015, which did little to nothing for me when I think about it, and the LSAC Prep Plus software, since all these things were free for me and I couldn't really afford anything else at the time. I also didn't know of anything better to use. I found you guys after lurking on Law School Data and Reddit, after I sent in all my apps and got rejections from my first two decisions. So I started using your software and scraped together some money to invest in my family's future. My plan was to study and just reapply, plan to reapply next cycle, but to see what results I got this cycle so I could find out if there was something that seemed fundamentally wrong with my app materials and my score, or if I just needed to work on my score. However, my dream school accepted me with half tuition, and it's a top school, which there was some stuff that I cut here, but it's a school, let's say it's a school somewhere between 10 and 25.
Okay.
Which I would say is a top school.
Sure.
Not the top of the top, but it's a top school.
Yeah.
Now, to ease you guys' nerves, thankfully, I listened to the Parents Night recording, which I thought was for applicants who are parents, not parents of applicants, by the way. Haha.
Oops.
And I decided, that's a good note. I'm glad to know that. That's funny. Yeah. And I decided I'm not going to simply take this offer. And I realized the error of my ways from applying like I did in the first place. Have you ever seen anyone say the error of my ways?
No.
E-R-R, the error of my ways.
Error of your
Pretty ways. Sure everybody says error of my ways, yeah. Okay, I also doubled down on not just taking this offer after calculating how much it's going to cost me to move across the country and pay for the living cost of the area my dream school is in. Okay, it's a major metropolitan area. I had a parent pass away recently as well, so I'm realizing I need time to heal instead of just jumping into school. I can't even bring myself to open up the demon and study right now. I think I'll be okay in another week, but I'm trying not to push myself too hard. Sorry for your loss. I know I can easily get in the 170s with LSAT Demon. After learning from you guys, I look at the LSAT entirely differently, and I've already closed a significant gap I had in logical reasoning. That's great news. I also took a practice test a few weeks ago before I got all this crazy news in the last week, and I got a 160 after months of nothing LSAT and not finishing the reading comp or the last two games. Okay, so that's 6 points lower than your 166 on record. Now I'm convinced I can get full tuition at my dream school with a higher LSAT. I used the scholarship estimator, and if I don't get the score you guys estimate I need exactly, I know I can get super close. You guys are the only people I know who are extremely against loans in law school like I am. I need your help to clear some things up because my mind is a bit of a mess right now, and everyone around me pretty much says they're okay with whatever I do because I'm in such a rare position. My questions for you guys. One, do you think I would be risking admittance next year if I refuse the offer this year and reapply next cycle? Why or why not?
No. And you won't be because they still need to fill a whole new batch of seats next year. And if you have a higher LSAT score, they're going to want you even more. And other schools are going to want you more than they do now, making this school that's your dream school want you even more. I mean, it's just, there's no downside. The real downside here is being tempted by a subpar offer.
Yeah, it's like I told that crush of my, you know, that, or sorry, someone that I was thinking about dating, but I told them no. And then next year, I'm going to come back, but I'll be hotter.
You tell them no politely. It's not like you're an ass about it, right? You're
just right. Like, hey, and not for they're me not right getting now. Married in between now and then. In this analogy, they're going to always be single, right?
Well, they're actually, they're hooking up with somebody and then they're getting dumped because now they're going to have to refill that seat again next year.
Yeah, so well, they're hooking up with 200 people, you know, this year and another 200 people next year. Yeah. And if you show up hotter than you are now, you're in. You're good. I mean, weird shit can happen. You know, there's yield protection. There's these other things that sometimes happen, but it's stupid to worry about those things. I mean,
because there's going to be so many other schools. You got to remember that too.
Yeah. Even if they do, even if this school, which I know exactly what school Green Girl is talking about. And I'm here to tell you, Green Girl, that school, there's nothing that special about that school. It's fine, but there are lots of other schools that are also equally amazing. There are competitor law schools close to that school that, you know, would guaranteed offer you admission or a scholarship if that school doesn't happen to do it for you. And there's just, you don't need to worry about that. Like, you're going to come back more attractive as an applicant next year. So you're fine. Next question, is there anything specific I should do in terms of communicating to the admissions dean about my circumstances and why I can't attend this year? I really want to go, but I can't afford it based on my offer now, and I need time to grieve. So two separate issues there. What would you say if you were Green Girl? What would you tell the school?
I would say I really want to go, but I can't afford it this year. Thank you so much for the offer.
Wow. Not even mention the bereavement. Why?
Well, I think what they're most concerned about is you're accepting their offer or not. And if you say, I can't go because I can't afford it, but I really want to go, hey,
it's
you get right back and say, here's a full ride.
Exactly.
And yeah. You might decide, okay, that's worth it to me.
We were just talking about that on Thinking LSAT. Our other podcast, weekly longer form podcast, Thinking LSAT, we were talking about how the negotiation is not over until you actually walk or actually accept, I suppose. But Green Girl here has an excellent opportunity to walk. You know, she thinks that for herself, maybe she needs time to grieve. She also really doesn't want to borrow money to go to law school. This is a 50% scholarship. She thinks she can do better on the LSAT. She gets the opportunity now to just go ahead and walk away from this school, which is the most powerful thing you can do. And if she walks away over bereavement, then they don't get the message that she's willing to walk for money.
Yeah.
And so I do agree. I think walking for money is the thing to do here. And you just don't even mention the fact that you lost a parent because you just want them to know that money really matters to you.
My only fear, Green Girl, and I'm still not sure why you call yourself that, but...
She's interested in environmental issues, probably.
That's what I'm assuming.
Or she really likes
weed. No mention of it in the long email. So yeah. I was waiting for some explanation, but... My only fear is they come back with a 75% scholarship.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good enough.
We have the same brain now, Ben. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, I was like, what if they come back with a slightly better scholarship?
That could be bad. It might be better to burn the bridges and just say, hey, this isn't the year for me. Thank you so much.
Nah. I would say and the bereavement... It does kind of give another reason why they should give you whatever the best thing is that they have. Just like not really any reason, but to say, I can't make this decision right now because I just really can't borrow this amount of money, especially because I just lost a parent.
Hmm. And that the way you phrase that there, it sounds like. The financial aspect of it, right?
Right.
Which is interesting.
Right. And it gives you reason to walk if they say 75%, because then you go, yeah, I just don't, I just lost this parent. You get to say it again. I just lost this parent and I can't see myself making that kind of a financial commitment right now.
Yep.
They could still come back with a full ride.
They could.
And you could easily reapply next year with a better LSAT. And if they remember you at all, they're going to probably remember you as someone who was seriously interested in their school and someone who they really wanted to go to their school, but you couldn't because of money. I don't see how that hurts your offers next cycle.
Yep.
But you do need to be prepared to apply broadly, and it's possible that that school denies you because weird shit can happen. It's just that that's a risk that is totally worth taking because law schools are basically fungible, and there's other schools that you could go to in your dream city even, and you'll be fine.
Well, and there's this always this idea, go to your dream city, great, but it's 3 years. Maybe there's an advantage to going to a less expensive city and just, you know, saving that.
Yeah, money. Just apply broadly. Like, it's dumb to go to law school for an experience.
Yep.
You should be going to law school because you want to get certified to take the bar exam in probably that state.
Yep.
Not necessarily if you're going to Harvard or Yale or whatever. Like, that, those schools are so big that, you know, it could be worth getting a Stanford JD even if you know you want to live in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But if we're not talking about those schools, if we're talking about schools, you know, at, like I said, 10 to 25, I don't think you should be going to those schools if you don't really probably think you're going to practice law in that state. Number three, is there anything I should be wary of with my plan?
We've already said this, but I'll say it again so you don't forget it. Don't be tempted by a better but not great offer.
Yeah. Call them up if you can. If they have been, if you have a phone number, you could call them up and explain your situation. Email them if they've already emailed you. You can email back this, email back whoever it was that you're talking to in the admissions office and just say, thank you so much. I'm really interested in going to your school. I just can't afford it right now. Especially because I just lost a parent. Thank you though for the offer, and I plan on reapplying next year.
Yeah. No burned bridges there.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah, and they could make you a better offer this cycle. They could also say thank you very much and you just reapply next cycle. They might start talking to you about deferment, who knows? But just remember, it's always a negotiation until you sign something essentially. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.